Today's daf in Masechet Yoma, brought to you from Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, is Daf Zayin. And we are holding at Meisvei, which is one-third of the way down. So remember, we're holding in the middle of this machlokas between Reb Sheshes and Reb Nachman. Is Tuma Hutra Betzibur, or is Tuma Dechuya Betzibur? So in other words, if we have an option to be able to bring something B'Tahira, and that if we would be willing to like break the normal Seder of the Mishmaros and find a Kohen who's Tohar in a different Mishmar, would we or would we not? Well, that would be one of the ways we understood the Machlokas between them. So yesterday we brought a Raya to Reb Sheshes, who says that it's only Dechuya, from the fact that we tell the Kohen that if we have another Omer available, then the Kohen should say, if something happened to the Omer and it became Tameh, then he should tell us and we'll replace it. But if we don't have more barley available, so then we say him, just be smart and shut up and don't tell anybody what happened. So Reb Nachman answered that I agree in that case, because in that case, remember, we have Shiraim La'achila. And since the whole din of Dechiya B'Tzibur has nothing to do with eating it, the only time it has to do with eating it, remember, was the Korban Pesach. Okay, the Korban Pesach is only brought in order to eat, but otherwise we would never say that at the eating of it is mutter just because it's a Korban Tzibur. I made it to you, therefore, in the case of the Omer, where we have the normal din of the Kohanim eating the Shiraim, that of course you should bring it B'Tahira if possible in order to be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Achila. So that wasn't a good riot. So today we have another question against the Shita of Reb Nachman, that it should be completely okay, we shouldn't worry about. Meisvei, hayah makriv minchat parim ve'elim uchvasim v'nitmit biyado. Now here we have the same thing that we had yesterday about the minchas ha'omer, but in this case, we don't seem to have the option of saying that I'm moted to you with a shirayim la'achila, because it says over here, if you've got parim, elim, uchvasim, and they became tamei, then you should tell them, give me another one. But imein sham elahi, if this was all that was available, then we just tell them, listen, just shut up, be smart, and don't tell anybody what happened. Now, I mean, I'm assuming, if you're talking about parim, elim, uchvasim, you're talking about the korbanos that are being brought on Yontif, right? So those are all, obviously, korbanos tzibur. These are the musafim. And it says over here, try to find, if you can, try to find a new replacement for the nesachim that you're bringing. Now, there is no achila on the nesachim. The nesachim is completely brought on the mizbeach. But if that's the case, it's telling me that I should do my best to bring nesachim that are tahar. Why? I mean, if you hold the tumah is complete heter b'tzibur, why would there be a problem? So you see, apparently, the tumah is only the chuya b'tzibur. Amar lecha Reb Nachman. So Reb Nachman says, that's a pretty good proof if you're right that it's referring to the musafim of Yontif, but that's not what it's referring to. When it talks about Purim, you know what it's talking about? It's talking about Purim that are being brought for a korban tzibur, say the par of Avodah Zarah. So, okay, so isn't that a korban tzibur? It is. But remember that the basis of korban tzibur being Doche Yontif and being Doche Shabbos is the same, namely B'moado. B'moado afilu b'Shabbat, B'moado afilu b'Tumah, correct? But there is no Moado where you're talking about a korban that's being brought for the chet of Avodah Zarah. It's just, you can bring it, but not on Shabbos. It's like any other chatas anayla, except that it's owned by the tzibur. In which case, in this particular case, I would say, just block this on here. In this particular case, says Reb Nachman, of course the din is that it's not hutra b'tzibur. I mean, you may, after all, have other aspects of the dinim of the tzibur, but it's not going to be mutter to bring on Shabbos. And in the same case, it's not going to be hutra on tumah. So even though it will still be a korban tzibur, and if it were brought, it would be dechuya, and therefore we say, okay, fine, if this is what happened, don't say anything. But that's not certainly not hutra. So afagav the tzibur hu kivadol kivya leizman, there is no b'moado. If there is no b'moado, then the din is that madrinan, we do our best to bring it b'tahara. That's the completely different case that we have over here than we would normally have. How about, that's a par. Okay, where do we have an ayil? Well, the ayil, we could have the elo shel Aharon. Now, remember that the ayil that Aharon brings, which is part of the bepar ben bakar and be'ayil la'ola, is considered to be his own, and therefore it's not really a korban sibur. Nonetheless, as we explained before, since all of the korbanos hatzibur on Yom Kippur are dependent in his being able to do this, so they too are considered to be nogea the din of the tzibur, and therefore we will bring them, of course, b'moado, which is said on them as well, because this is also what needs to be brought on Yom Kippur, even though it's a korban yachid. The difference is, however, since it's a korban yachid, it's only docha tuma. It's not matir tuma. That's what I say, Sefer Dachma. In which case, of course, we will, in that case, it'll be the same thing that you say, Reb Sheshes, when it comes to normal korbanos tzibur, because over here, this is a korban yachid that is being treated as a korban tzibur because of moado. Now, Tosis explains that we have no right to say this if the makor of the din is b'moado. Because, I mean, it doesn't say anything about the difference between tzibur and yachid in terms of b'moado, does it? I mean, the ish, that it says, legabe, the korban Pesach, that only an ish is nitche lepesach sheni in a korban, and a tzibur is not. I mean, that's not what we're talking about over here. We're talking about the dechia of Shabbos and the dechia of Tuma based on b'moado. So b'moado does not make a difference between a korban yochid and a korban tzibur. I mean, the bottom line is, are we going to be bringing this korban on Yom Kippur? Absolutely. How is it docha Shabbos and Yom Kippur if it's a korban yachid? What do you mean, how? The Torah said to bring it. Okay, so then why is it any different in terms of dechia versus hutra, according to Reb Nachman? I mean, the Torah doesn't say there's a difference, does it? So Tarsus explains, obviously, it's not a deoraisa, 100%. According to the Mandi Amar, who says that all things that are brought to Tuma is only dechuya. Fine, so then this is like everything else. According to Reb Nachman, however, of course, midiraisa, the halacha is that it is completely hutra, because we can't make a distinction between yochid and rabim if they're both b'moado covered. But Reb Nachman holds that midirabanan, they were gozer, that since it's a korban yochid, it's best to treat it as if it's only dechuya, and therefore to attempt in any way possible to bring it b'tahara. So in this case, I made it to you. So that takes care of the case of ayil. The case of par is taken care of by the fact that it could be talking about par avodah zara. Okay, how about the last case where it says he was sitting there with a par or an ayil or with kvasim? I mean, isn't kvasim a reference to the musaf of the chagim? No. Says Reb Nachman, you know what it means by kvasim? It's talking about the keves that is being brought with the omer. And we said before that since there are shirayim la'achila, therefore I already told you that I'm moda in a case where there are shirayim la'achila, because this is the heter for the actual korban omer. Okay, so you have no raya to me. Meitve. Let's take a look at the following question. Remember that the din of bringing a korban betumah, it's talking about tumas haguf of the kohen, and it does not require the tzitz. The tzitz is not meratza on tumas haguf anyway. So either the Torah is telling you to do this no matter what, come hell or high water, even though it's wrong, which would be tumah dechuya, or the Torah is telling me there's no problem, because there was never a din of tumah that was said, that is to say tumas haguf, that was said on a korban that is being brought for the tzibur. But what would be the implications in terms of tuma of the actual korban itself? Suppose the dam becomes korban, the tame. Suppose the emurim become tame. I mean, we've already seen that if the basar is tame, so then for sure the kohen can't eat it. And if you hold, according to the Shita, Rabbi Yeshua, you hold that the din is that if you don't have basar that's going to be eaten, and you don't have emurim, you can't bring the korban at all. I mean, so what would be the halacha over there? Now, in all of those cases, we do need the tzitz. And the tzitz is meratza. The tzitz is not meratza on the kohen who is tameh. That's only a din in the special gzeras hakosuv that we bring for a tzibur anyway, or the b'moado in cases where even a yochid would bring b'moado, such as the isle of the kohen gadol on Yom Kippur. But otherwise, if you're talking about a tumah that affects what's in the hands of the Kohen, that we need the tzitz to be meratze on. And now over here it says in this braita, Ama hatzitz meratze al hadam v'al habasar v'al hachelev shenitma bein b'shogeg, bein b'mezid, bein b'onez, bein b'ratzon. Now here it says, oh sorry, I skipped a piece, sorry, please forgive me. Mezvot. Dam shenitma. If you have the blood that became tomei and you anyway went ahead and you did the zrika, so it says over here, if that was done b'shogeg, remember we had a machlokas, what it means if that was done. Does it mean if the tumah happened b'shogeg or if the zrika was done b'shogeg? But we'll talk about that in a moment. So if that happened b'shogeg, so then it's meratzeh. But if it was b'mezid, it's not meratzeh. Now, how could we say that b'mezid, it's not meratzeh? This would obviously be the difference between shogeg and mezid does not occur in a deraisa. It's only an afkamina about whether the Rabbanan gave you a knas that it shouldn't be meratzeh. So obviously the tzitz would effectively be meratzeh, and the Rabbanan gave you a knas that you can't eat the basar and so on, but obviously the carbon was kosher, because if the tzitz is meratzeh, the Rabbanan cannot make you bring another carbon, because that would be usur, because of the Chulin Shabbat Zara problem. The most they can do is they can tell you, okay, you have to treat this as if it's not kosher. But I can't tell you to bring a carbon of Chulin Lazara, obviously. Now, the question over here is, why would this be true if it's complete heter when it comes to the tzibur? So then even if you would need to rely on Ritzoy Tzitz, why would it say that it has to be treated as if it's not kosher? No, no, says the Gemara. That is referring to a korban yochid. It doesn't say korban tzibur over there. Dam shenitma v'zorko kitanya gia korban yochid we're talking about. Okay, how about this? Toshma, amahat tzitz meratze. Al adam v'al basar v'al chelev. So here you have either the blood or the meat, either of an oiler that was going to be brought on the Mizbeach, or the Batsar that was meant to be eaten, or on the Chelev of the Emurim that became Tameh, Bein B'Shogeg, Bein B'Mezid, Bein B'Ones, Bein B'Ratzon, Bein B'Yochid, Bein B'Tzibur. Now here it says B'Ferish that we need the Tzitz to be Meratzah on the Tzibur. Now, of course, this is a complete contradiction to what we just said. We said that it's only Meratzah B'Shogeg, not B'Mezid, a minute ago, and now we're saying Bein B'Mezid, Bein B'Shogeg. Now, this was the Gemara that we had before. Remember, we had this in Pesachim, and we explained that there's a machlokas. There's a difference between if the Tumah happened B'Shogeg or the Zrika happened B'Shogeg, or the Tumah happened B'Mezid or the Zrika happened B'Mezid. In which direction was a machlokas? But one case is talking about the Tumah, and one case is talking about the Zrika. Whether it's more chomer that the Zrika was done B'Mezid, or more chomer that the tumah was done b'mezid, that's a machlokas that we had back in Pesachim. But in any event, it does not represent the problem with what we just said, that the tzitz is only meratzah if it's b'shogeg, and here it says bein b'shogeg, bein b'mezid. Okay, so don't let that worry you. But what does worry us here is the fact that it says that a korban tzibur would require the ritzui of the tzitz. Now, if I need the tzitz to be meratzah, what does meratzah mean? I mean, meratzeh means that you got a big problem over here, and it's really no good, but the tzitz is going to be meratzeh. So obviously, it would not be heter. It would be only, okay, if you have to, and you have a tzitz. So then the tzitz is meratzeh anyway. The only difference between the yochid, therefore, and the tzibur, in which we would say that tumah is hutcha b'tzibur, is that the tzitz would not be meratzeh in the least if the kohen was tummy. It would only be, or if the owner was tummy. It's only meratzeh over here in the sense of the meat or the dan. But in the case of the difference between the carbon tzibur and carbon yochid, that's talking about where the kohen was tummy. The avodah is going to be done betumah. That's a different issue. That has to do with nothing but the question of whether the Torah said b'moado or not. Was there a reference to a carbon tzibur or not? That's the difference. It has nothing to do with the tzitz. So, I mean, according to this, apparently, even though you're dealing with the tumah of a tzibur, you're in a tough spot and you need the tzitz to be meratzah. So apparently, It's not something that the Torah is saying, go right ahead and don't worry about. Says the Gemara, Reb Nachman will tell you that that part, that the tzitz is meratzeh, is only going back on the part of the yachid. When it mentions over here, bein b'yachid, bein b'tzibur, that's just saying, and the tzibur, of course, would also be kosher completely, because I don't need the tzitz. The tzibur is kosher b'chlal, even without the tzitz. That's what it would be saying, if you hold of hutra. If you only hold of nitche b'tzibur, then in achinami, you would need the tzitz to be meratzeh, and you would need to do your best to make sure that you find a kohen who's tahar if it's available, and we would only bekoshi bimater the utilization of the tumas haguf, which has nothing to do with the tzitz, but is also only a dihui. So this is very clear. If the Torah is not matir, you require the tzitz for the dam and the evarim and the basar, even betzibur, and you would need to do your best to bring betaira. If the din is that the din of Tuma is completely hutra betzibur, you wouldn't even need the tzitz to be meratzah, and you would not need to go out of your way and mess things up to find a kohen who is tar, and according to one lashon that we had yesterday, you wouldn't even need to find a kohen who's tar if he's standing right there in front of you, because it wouldn't even register on our Tuma meter if we're talking about betzibur. Okay, so therefore, we've got Reb Nachman covered, and it's not a problem, because it may be referring only to Yochid. Or, I could also tell you, yes, didn't we just say that there is a case where Bein Betzibur? Yeah, I told you there's a case where you need the Ritzur Tzitz Betzibur. Where would that be? It would be, let's say, in the case of the Para Avodah Zarah. So that is a Tzibur Korban, but it's not Kavua Lozman. And if it's not Kavua Lozman, therefore I said it's not Hutra B'tzibur, so I agreed. In that case, you definitely would need to have the Ritzur Tzitz. So Afilu Tema Zanibo Ezema, Afilu Tema B'tzibur, it might be referring Davke Tanich Lo Kavua Lozman. Okay, now take a look at this. Meisvei. It says over here something that seems to totally disprove Rav Sheshes' approach, because it says over here, Beferish, that the din is the tumah is hutra b'tzibur. We're trying to understand the meaning of the pasuk. Avinasa Aharon et avon hakodashim. So now, he wears the tzitz, and this will allow him to be meratzeh on the sin that was done with the kodashim. This is what the Torah says when it introduces the tzitz back into tzaveh. So what exactly does that mean? He will be carrying the avon hakodashim. V'chiyeza avon unoseh. I mean, a lot of things can go wrong with kachim. What exactly is the tzitz going to be usable for? If you're going to try to tell me that it's avon pigul, now look, there's a lot of different ways and a lot of different lashonas in that brisa. Rashi's understanding of it is as follows, based on the Teras Kayanim, im avon pigul, yes, it's true that pigul usually means chutz lizmano, a machshava that I'm going to do the actual hakrova or the achila chutz lizmano. In this case, it doesn't. In this case, it means imavon pigo means chutz lemikomo, which will passel the korban. So the man had a machshava in one of the arba avodais to do either the hakrova or the achila chutz lemikomo. Or if that's the case, if it's avon pigo, it can't be that Aaron is going to be nosi that with his tzitz, because it says beferish in the pasuk that that will never have any ritzu. Yimei achel yachel bayom hashlishi, which we darshan, believe it or not, to mean shinui mokom chutz lemekomai pigul lo yeratzeh. So it will not be meratzeh. So don't tell me that Aaron will make it be meratzeh. And if it's talking about avon notar, now normally again, notar means leaving something over beyond its time. That cannot be what it means over here, because lo yechashev is not said about notar. Because after all, once the carbon is brought properly, the fact that I leave something over can't now retroactively passel it. So when it says notar, it means a machshava of notar, which is what's called chutz lizmano, and he had in mind to do the achilo or the akrava at the wrong time, which we normally call pigo, and here we're calling nosa. Okay, but in any event, it cannot mean that. So it doesn't refer to pigo of chutz lekomo or to pigo of chutz lezmano, because it says lo yechashev. So then what is it for the tzitz exactly? I'll tell you. Eino noseya ela avon tum'ah, which makes a lot of sense. Of course it's avon tum'ah, because why wouldn't it be that the tzitz would be meratzeh on the least problematic of the psulim? What's the least problematic of the psulim? Tum'ah. Why? Because if a korban tzibur is tamei, then you can bring it even l'chatchila, because it's hutra. Ha, 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 ha. So does it say very clearly hutra b'tzibur? Yes. Is that what Reb Nachman said? Yes. Does it show that Reb Sheshes is wrong? Sure seems to be a tiyufta on Reb Sheshes. Kashel Reb Sheshes, who says that tuma is not hutra mechol b'tzibur. Now we're just asking from the lashon. Answers Reb Sheshes, I agree that, of course, this braita is saying the exact opposite of what I'm saying. However, it is a machlokas tanoim, as I will prove to you. And because it's a machlokas tanoim, I'm saying that this braita is going according to the Mandi Yomar, that actually Tuma is Hutra B'tzibur. And that is like Reb Nachman, but I don't hold of that Mandi Yomar. Let me show you why I say that it's a machlokas tanoim. The Tanya. Machlokas Tanoim is about something that doesn't appear immediately related to this, and that's the question of, when the tzitz is meratzeh, is it meratzeh through its interaction with Aaron? So that if Aaron HaKohen, if the Kohen Gadol is wearing the tzitz, so then the tzitz is meratzeh, or is the existence of the tzitz meratzeh? Now that's a machlokas, the Tanya. Tzitz ben shi yeshno al mitzcho, so Rabbi Shimon says, it's always going to be meratzeh, even if it's hanging in his locker room. It's still going to be meratzeh. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, only if it's odeo al mitzcho, it's meratzeh. If he's wearing it, so then the tzitz is meratzeh on tuma. But if ein odeo al mitzcho, eino meratzeh. Omar lo Rabbi Shimon, so Rabbi Shimon said, how can you say that the Kohen Gadol has to be wearing the tzitz in order for it to be meratzeh? Because what would you say about tuma on Yom HaKippurim that would be affecting, let's say, the dam or the basar of the korbanos of the Kohen Gadol? And obviously the Kohen Gadol is not wearing his tzitz on any of the korbanos that need to be brought, lifnai v'lifnim, or lifnim on Yom HaKippurim, because all of those avodos are done specifically in Big Day Lavan. And Big Day Lavan are only four begadim that do not include a tzitz. So therefore, Kohen Gadol b'Yom HaKippurim yochiach, she'eino deo al mitzcho meratzeh. So you see over there that the Kohen Gadol nonetheless has all of the dim of a korban tzibur, and there's no tzitz on his, at least not on his head, but the tzitz is hanging in his locker room. Okay, so apparently it's meratzeh, even though it's only hanging, you see? Omar lo Reb Yehuda, what are you talking about? Kohen Gadol b'Yom HaKippurim. Kohen Gadol b'Yom HaKippurim doesn't need the ritzui of the tzitz, because the Kohen Gadol b'Yom HaKippurim has a din of a korban tzibur, and therefore tuma hutra lo b'tzibur. It's complete after. What do you need a tzitz for? Oh. So apparently, says Reb Sheshes, you see, that ultimately the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon boils down to that question. Would I need a tzitz to be meratzeh on Yom Kippur, or would I not need a tzitz to be meratzeh on Yom Kippur, which is the question of tuma hutra b'tzibur or tuma dechuya b'tzibur? So, obviously, this is a machlokas tanoim. And I am going according to Rabbi Shimon, Michlad, Rabbi Shimon, who brings a raya from the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. He must hold that you do need the tzitz. And since he's not wearing the tzitz, apparently the tzitz works even when you're not wearing it. So, Michlad, Rabbi Shimon, Savar, tuma is only Abaye, let me just explain this machlokas a little bit more, by the way. I mean, because you may get the wrong impression from this discussion. If the tzitz literally didn't exist, let's say the tzitz broke, everybody would agree that it's not meratzeh. We're not saying that it's only a question of whether, you know, whether you're wearing it or not. It's a question, rather, whether you need the tzitz on the Kohen Gadol. You definitely need a tzitz. Everybody's motivated to that. question is, it's hanging on a hook in your locker room. So Rabbi Yehuda says, look, the Torah says that Nasa Aaron al mitzvah v'nasa Aaron asavon hakadoshim. Apparently, one is dependent on the other. If it's al mitzvah, if it's on the forehead of the Kohen Gadol, so then he will be Nasa avon hakadoshim. Whereas Rabbi Shimon says, yeah, but you didn't read the rest of the pasuk. And it says over there, tamid l'ratzon lehem lifnei Hashem. What do you think the word tamid means? Tamid is coming to tell me that it will always be meratzah, even if it's not literally on his forehead at that moment. I mean, because what do you think it means? My tamid. Explain to me what tamid means. You think tamid means he must wear it, tamid, al mitzvah? Is that what it means? And what if he goes to the bathroom? He's supposed to wear the tzitz into the bathroom? That's ridiculous. So obviously you can't wear the tzitz all the time. I mean, he needs to go to the bathroom sometimes. He needs to go to sleep sometimes. You're not allowed to wear the Shemos HaKadoshim while you're sleeping. You don't wear your tefillin while you're sleeping for that reason. Ela tamid must mean it will always be miratzeh, not it will always be on his forehead. And therefore you see that it's miratzeh even if he's not wearing it. So that seems to prove it to me. Says the Rebbe Shimon to Rebbe Yehuda, yeah, what's Rebbe Yehuda going to do with this? I mean, it does say tamid, doesn't it? What would tamid mean? Ah, tamid means shelo yasiach da'ato mimeno. Tamid means that you must keep it in mind at all times. That's the point. And a tzitz cannot be worn without consciousness. That's what it's saying. So if it's al mitzvah, it's not a physical presence al mitzvah. It's the nature of consciousness to be present. That's the difference between tamid and non-tamid. Kid Rabba Bar Ravuna, and this is the basis of the famous drasha of Rabba Bar Ravuna, which is the Yomer Rabba Bar Ravuna, Chayav Adam L'mashmesh B'tfilav B'chol Sha'a V'sha'a K'vachomer Mitzitz. Every person who's wearing tefillin has to keep touching it because he may lose consciousness of it. And the whole point of the tefillin is to be aware of those tefillin, as we could see from the tzitz. Where do we see from the tzitz? Gufa from this pasuk. Ma tzitz she'in bo ela azkara achat. The tzitz only has one shame that's written on it. Kodesh la'ashem. And nonetheless, the Torah said, al mitzcho tamid, which means shelo yasiach da'ato mimenu. Tefillin, sheyesh bem askarot harbe, there are so many written shemos on the tefillin. Al achat kama v'kama, certainly, you're going to have to remain aware of those kedusha when you're wearing your tefillin. Now, Tosis points out, this is not really much of a kal v'chomer, because when it comes to the tzitz, you have the shame that is being worn up front, begaloi, where everybody sees the yutke vavke, whereas in the tefillin, they're completely covered, and maybe in that case, it's not being b'chai of you, that level of awareness, because it isn't an open shame. So Tosfos says that, really, I mean, you know, this is sort of a given, that obviously the kiddusha of the tzitz is not only because of the concept of there happens to be a shame on it. I mean, it's the fact that the tzitz was given this level of kedusha, that it's meant to be an extension of the actual mind of the Kohen Gadol. And of course, over there, you need for it to be aware. I mean, you can't really make a kal v'chomer. Okay, but Tosfos says it doesn't mean you really make a kal v'chomer based on this particular piricha. I don't see how anyone could think it was really a kal v'chomer anyway. But okay. But as Tosfos says, look, I mean, Einachinami, it's not meant to be a kal v'chomer gomur. It just means that the issue is that the Rabbanan can say that there's certain elements about the tefillin that are similar to the tzitz on many levels. I mean, it's worn there together. There's a makom between the tzitz and its nefesh. You put your tefillin, so on and so forth. So the Rabbanan make this kal v'chomer on this aspect of it. So then in the same way that you understand that the consciousness of the Kohen is central to the whole idea of the tzitz, it's the consciousness of the wearer of the tefillin that are central to the whole idea of the tefillin. That's what it means. Now, what about according to Rabbi Shimon, who says that tamid just means that it's tamid miratzeh, even if it's not on his forehead. But then why does the Torah say it has to be on his forehead? It says, al mitzcho v'nasa. It doesn't say that al mitzcho v'nasa. It's just telling you to put it on his forehead. I mean, doesn't the Torah have to tell you to put it on his forehead? It's telling me where to wear it. No. So it says al mitzcho. So, and how does Rabbi Yehuda know that it has to be on the forehead? what do you mean, says Rabbi Yehuda? It says al mitzcho. Obviously, what are you, crazy? But then it says al mitzcho v'nasa. I mean, there's two separate issues over here. Al mitzcho tells me where to wear it. And then al mitzcho v'nasa tells me that it's only going to be meratzah while you're wearing it. What are you confusing the issue for? Oh, you know, that's a good point. So why doesn't Rabbi Shimon learn out from al mitzcho where to wear it? And then the al mitzcho v'nasa is coming to tell me that you need to be wearing it in order to be nosei, no? So how does he explain? So inachinami, so ela al mitzcho v'nasa, my avitlei. So then how, in fact, does Rabbi Shimon understand that al mitzcho v'nasa only? What it's coming to tell me is that if the tzitz is wearable, so then it's miratzah. But if something happens so that it's broken and you can no longer attach it, so if you have, let's say, a hole opens up in the place where it's attached to the head, so then you can't wear it, so then it's not roi lemitzvah. So if it was nishbar hatzitz, it would not be miratzah. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, how do we know that? If since he says you don't have to be wearing it, nafkale mi mitzcho, because it could have said al mitzach. Why does it have to say al mitzcho? So al mitzcho means it has to be matim, to be worn on his forehead. Rabbi Shimon holds that's all one thing. You can't make two separate drushes out of mitzach and mitzcho. Mitzach, mitzcho, lo mashmale. Okay, so we've landed up now at the end of the sugya that we do have, in fact, with a machlokus, whether tuma is utra bet sibor or whether tuma is dechuya bet sibor, as Reb Sheshes seems to have proven to us. We have a machlokus between Reb Sheshes and Reb Nachman, a machlokus amoroim about how we paskin about tuma utra. According to Reb Nachman, it's utra. According to Reb Sheshes, it's only dechuya. And the nafkamina will be in two issues. First of all, whether tuma's haguf would be allowable even where there were options to avoid it, A, and B, whether you would need a actual ritzui tzitz even for the tzibur. We also explored along the way the question of the difference between shogeg and mezid when it came to either the event of the tumah or to the zrika, which was done betumah, and we noted that there was a difference about whether the tzitz would be meratzah in that case, or whether there was a knas drabonan that asered us. We also learned this beautiful halacha, which is nogea every single day, which is the question of whether you must absolutely be continually aware of the tefillin that you're wearing, and whether that has similarities to the actual tzitz that the Kohen Gadol wears. And we had, meanwhile, a machlokas that was dependent on this, as it turned out, because of Yom Kippur, about whether the tzitz would be meratzah, even if the Kohen Gadol is not wearing the tzitz at that time. And if it weren't, then you'd have to go ahead and replace the korban under certain circumstances, or you wouldn't be able to put the emurim on the mizbeach, which would be dependent on the machlokas we have as to whether a korban is nifsal in that case, if there's no basar and there's no emurim.